John Kennedy remains one of the most admired American presidents, but historians are hard-pressed to understand the public's perception of him as a great chief executive on a par with George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Roosevelt. Commentator Robert Dalek says there are reasons for this split opinion.
During more than 40 years as a professional historian, I've rarely seen my colleagues agree with how the public views American presidents. John Kennedy is no exception. A cover-up of his medical history and a series of sexual indiscretions have raised disturbing questions in their minds about his personal integrity. His failure to pass any of his major domestic initiatives, coupled with the disaster at the Bay of Pigs and the failure in Vietnam, also detract from his standing. But the public may have a better fix on JFK than historians do. Kennedy's courageous response to medical afflictions, including his back miseries, seems more important to the public than complaints about a cover-up or unproven allegations about impaired presidential performance. And however much the public dislikes private presidential indiscretions, it seems to distinguish between Kennedy's private sexual behavior and his public actions. Kennedy's assassination and martyrdom are certainly compelling reasons for his elevation to the front rank of past presidents, but they don't fully explain it. His hold on the world partly rests on taped television images, which preserve his intelligence, his charm, his wit, his youthful appearance. He's frozen in our memories at the age of 46. Few can imagine him as 86 years old today, which is what he would have been this past May 29th. Is this then a matter of mostly style and little substance? Hardly. Conservatives find much to like in Kennedy's pioneering efforts to cut taxes. Liberals see many of Lyndon Johnson's great society measures as Kennedy initiatives. Public admiration for JFK also rests on the understanding that his effective management of Soviet-American relations saved the world from a nuclear holocaust. Moreover, Kennedy admirers believe that he would never have expanded the conflict in Vietnam the way Lyndon Johnson did. Still, assumptions about the future are secondary to Kennedy's current appeal. Instead, it revolves around his expressions of hope in realizing the country's highest ideals. One of them was his prediction that man's failure to put an end to war would put an end to mankind. Another was his assertion that the nation could not be fully free until all its citizens are free. The Peace Corps remains a standing symbol of this vision. Will Kennedy's hold on the world's imagination fade away in the next 40 years? I doubt it. None of his successors, including Reagan and Clinton, have been able to inspire the country in the sustained way that Kennedy still does.
Presidential historian Robert Dalek is the author of An Unfinished Life, John F. Kennedy, 1917 to 1963.